Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, I cannot believe this is episode number 80. 80, that's a lot of episodes. Today's conversation is about glow-ups. If you are in this personal development, self-improvement journey, or you are consuming that kind of content, which probably you are, because I think that's a big part of my platform, self-improvement. If you do consume that kind of content, you're probably gonna come across the word, or two words, glow up, leveling up, becoming the best, you know, like glowing up, becoming that version of you. And we are all a work in progress. And I created, and whatever I share in this episode, please understand you don't have to do any of these things that I'm going to mention. You can do whatever you want. I just don't want to give disclaimers throughout the episode that, like, you know, if I say you should go get your lips filled, I don't want to keep on saying, well, you know, your lips are beautiful. Please understand that you can do whatever you want to do. I personally always wanted to be the hottest version of myself, physically, mentally. I mean, mentally, I never really thought of myself like, let me just be the hottest version of mentally, like, strong girl. But so when you hear the word glow up, what comes to your mind? Take a pause here. What is the first thing that comes to your mind? For me, usually glow up, when I hear the word glow up, I would think somebody just becoming, you know, more confident, more attractive. They're kind of radiating differently. But people are mostly focused on the exterior. But glow ups are external and internal. And they both require a lot of work. The true glow up starts from within. Now, when I go back through my phone and I check my old pictures and stuff, some photos, I look quote unquote attractive. Like I have a nice little dress. I have my hair is done, whatever. But that girl on that photo just doesn't radiate. She doesn't, I don't know, she just doesn't. I don't know. I love that girl too, like my younger version of myself. I know social media has a lovely way of telling us that we all need to be in the best shape of our lives, and we have to have the best hair and the best nails and the best, I mean, just you just have to look the best, and you have to have the best job, and everything just has to be fabulous. But I think that's important to know that even if you are on your glow up journey, understand that not everything's gonna happen overnight. Things really take time. As a content creator, I really get upset when, not as a content creator, as a human being, I get a little bit upset when I see videos on TikTok, on Instagram, TikTok, and when people are like, change your life in 30 days. Become the sexiest version of yourself in 72 hours. I mean, okay, come on, great, you know? I just think that's, sure, it's a sales technique, but I just really, it bothers me because work on yourself takes a lot of time, and then sometimes you see these messages and you think, oh, why am I not glowed up yet? You know, why am I not that version of myself? Whatever. So I just want you to understand that working on yourself requires a lot of time, a lot of willpower, dedication to all of this. So Just wanted to throw that out there before we start. When we're talking about glow ups, I also want to mention that it's kind of like taking control of your life and your appearance and your habits and your thoughts and your actions and just taking control of your life. One of the first things you need to work on if you are on your glow up journey, reprogramming your mind and your beliefs about yourself. I'll give you an example. If you want to become a person that works out, you are maybe like me. 3 years ago, I hated working out. I don't know why I always use the workout example in my episodes when I'm trying to explain something, but I think that's an example that people can relate to. I am going to the gym, eating healthy, doing all the things, right? All the things that everybody knows that we should be doing. I am constantly reminding myself that I'm taking care of myself. I'm physically and mentally and whatever other ways I am taking care of myself. The same way I think everybody by now knows I have a dog. The same way I take care for Rocky, or I take care of Rocky. I don't know the grammar right here, but the same way I care for him, I give him food, I play with him, I cuddle him, I'm taking care of him because I love him. That's the same way I am treating myself. I am doing things for myself that I know are going to improve my overall well-being, health and wellness, mental state, everything. You know, you always hear these things that you need to do in order to live a healthier, happier life. And you're like, oh, that's all bullshit. But then you realize that when you start doing it, you actually do have a happier, healthier life. What I'm trying to emphasize here, that glow ups are internal. And the first step is reprogramming your self-beliefs. Because what you think subconsciously, that's how you act consciously. So if you... Okay, this example just came to my mind. Well, you are a person that is always late, right? If you have that belief about yourself, you're probably going to start getting, let's say if you have a meeting, you're probably going to start getting ready, what, 30 minutes before you have to leave the house? Because you already believe that you're late, so you're just going to delay, and you're going to act as a person that is late, and that's why you're going to start, you know, getting ready 30 minutes before you have to leave. Which sometimes it's enough time, but if you have a belief that you're a person that is on time, you are going to plan everything in a way that you have enough time to get ready so you're not late, right? So you're going to start getting dressed maybe an hour and a half before. You're going to get dressed in, let's say, 45 minutes, and you're going to be ready to leave the house, and then you might even come early because that person doesn't... It's almost like I don't want to allow myself to not be on time. I hope this example meant something. But also, I don't want to lie to anyone. And sometimes, you know, glow up is external, for sure. So let's start with the obvious. Nails. You have to have your nails done. I can't emphasize that enough. When I was thinking about this, that was the first thing that came to my mind, because people can look at your nails constantly, like they're so close, especially if you work in an office or if you work somewhere where you speak to people often, people can see your nails and it just shows how you take care of yourself. I get my nails done every 3 weeks. I am a big Russian manicure fan. That is my favorite thing ever. My nails never break. They're always just so nice, and this is my real length. If you can't afford regular manicures, that is okay. That is okay. That is totally fine. But you can learn how to take care of your nails yourself, or don't wear any polish on them. Just don't have them looking rusty and chipped, and, you know, keep them neat and tidy. It's better to have clear, plain nails, nicely cut, put some cuticle oil, hand cream, versus having like chipped nails. Like, I don't know, that's just really bad. I'm sorry if anybody has nails like that and that is currently listening to this. Since we're talking about nails, we need to talk about hands. Besides your face and your neck, your hands are areas in your body that are going to show signs of aging immediately. So you have to take care of your hands. A lot of wellness gurus even talk about, not wellness, more like beauty gurus, talk about wearing gloves throughout the day. Your skin is super thin here, and once it starts wrinkling, it's gonna not look great. So I'm not telling you need to wear gloves every day. I don't wear gloves and I live in Miami, but I put SPF on my hands. Moving on to hair. Hair is such a huge part of our physical appearance. And I have to say, when I moved to Miami and my hair was not really, you know, having a day, it was just horrendous. And I had a hair specialist on my podcast. I highly recommend you listen to that episode. Her name is Shab Kaspara. And we talked about hair and how everything, like what really impacts the quality of our hair. And she said that 50% is external and 50% is internal. So what you eat, what you, you know, the stress levels, basically your body is all super connected. So everything impacts everything. But when it comes to actually taking care of my hair, I will tell you exactly what I do. And then you do whatever you want to do. Apparently, Miami water is really bad. So we need to have a shower filter. So we have a shower filter. We have a Jolie shower filter. And I really like it. I think it works really well. I think it's a bit annoying that you have to change it every 3 months. But I mean, you have to change your sheets pretty often. weekly, I think. You have to, you know, just constantly maintain everything in your life. So might as well maintain your shower filter. I think it helps. I use Olaplex and I use Kerastase and I use K18 and I use Jizu. And so yeah, I'm lucky that I get gifted a bunch of these brands and then I can see what really works for my hair. I will tell you, I love hair masks. I do hair masks like once or twice a week. Maybe once a week. I think that's more realistic because I wash my hair twice a week. So why would I do it both times? I don't do it both times. So hair mask once a week. So the way I would do it, I would take a quick shower and then I would put a hair mask. And then after 30, then I would maybe clean something around the apartment. Or I usually like to do my beauty treatments, my little at home maintenance when I'm home and I am either working or I am cleaning my apartment because I'm constantly cleaning and organizing something. So I would put a hair mask. Sometimes I do like two hair masks, but I would put a hair mask and then I would put a 20 minute timer. And for those 20 minutes, I would maybe organize my vanity or I would organize my work desk or I would organize my closet or something. So I would always do something while I'm taking care of myself because I would be bored if I'm just like, you know, chilling. Hair masks are great. When you're styling your hair, less heat is better. But I know sometimes hair gets frizzy. So I just use my Dyson. Either I blow dry it or I use Mermaid Hair Air Curl because the pattern of the curls is different for all the tools that I'm using. So it depends what kind of curls I want. I also put a lot of oils and at night before I go to bed, I have nightly hair serums. So I put that too. I know rosemary is really good for your hair growth. Also, massaging your scalp is really important and using detox shampoos that can remove any buildup from your hair and just kind of clean up your hair and then you can start treating it. Because if you're just applying product on product on product, your hair is not going to, you know, you can't even get to the hair. Also, I use a hair towel from this brand called Crown Affair. I think it's a microfiber, some kind of like super special hair towel. Again, I like it. I recommend it. I think I should make a little link or something where I'm going to be listing all these products that I like. Let's see if I remember to do that. Moving on to skincare. Skincare is the key to, you know, your external glow. Skin is your biggest organ, so you gotta take care of it. I really love putting body oil or any kind of body creams after a shower. I used to hate doing that. I thought it was such a waste of time. I felt like, oh my God, it's such a big surface. I don't want to do that. But every time I do it, I feel like I'm giving myself a warm hug. So body oils and body creams, even right now, I'm like hugging myself the whole time. It just feels nice. Feels luxe. I think that's great. Using great skincare is really important. Things that work well with your skin. There's so many products on the market right now, and you really have choices. Like, there's so much to choose from.
What?
There's so much to choose from. So there's no excuse not to use skincare. I will tell you what I do. I wash my face in the shower. Then I use a micellar water and just make sure, and I put it on a cotton pad, and I like go all over my face with that. Then I would do an essence. I started using essences because the founder of 111 Skin, Eva, she also was on my podcast. She told me that essences are the best thing ever. And I saw her constantly using them. So I started using essences. And I think my skin honestly has never looked better. And I'm, what, 33 almost. Then I would do 2 serums. And then I would do a moisturizer and an oil. Or if I'm going to bed, I would do an oil. Or if I'm just living life, I would not do an oil. I would do an SPF. But if I'm home, I would do an oil. So when I'm home, I usually just slap on a bunch of face mask on. Or I also have like a booty mask. Like, I have a lot of masks and I constantly like lather products on me. But yeah, good skincare is key. Try out different products. If you don't like things, don't give up on skincare. You are going to find something that works great for you. Talking about skincare and skin, facials are so important. Again, I know not everybody can afford a facial every 2 weeks or something. They get really expensive, especially if you live in a city like New York, Miami, LA, or something like that. But facials are really important, and I think they make such a huge difference. A nice introduction to facials is a hydrofacial. That's just really safe and pretty basic, I would say. You can't really mess that up. But I am the type of person that I like super intense facials. Like, just, I'll try everything. Give me zapping, give me blood, give me whatever. I just want to try everything because I want to have super gorgeous skin. I love peels. Even though when you're doing a peel, you're going to be out of commission for a few days. But I think I need to do a separate episode about all treatments and things that I like. Let's just stop here. Facials are really important. And if you can, invest in facials and body treatments. M-Sculpt is really good for when you're working out already and just to like tighten everything up. All of these body treatments, they're amazing. I just love treatments. I think I would love to own a med spa at some point. I just love treatments, and I think they work on you physically, but I think it's always so mental for me. It's like I'm taking care of myself and I'm doing this for myself, and after that it's almost like a placebo effect. I'm like, after this I'm gonna feel great, and then I do feel great. So body treatments, facials, mani-pedis, that is all really important. You have that expensive glow when you take care of yourself. It's like, I am investing in myself. Lovely. Something that you should pay attention to if you're looking for a glow up is your facial hair. I always been struggling. I've been always struggling with facial hair. I have a little mustache. I have a little beard. I even peach fuzz. I don't have that much, but I do dermaplaning, aka I shave my face. Because your makeup sits nicer. I don't know, facial hair really is not, you know, I don't like it. I don't think it's attractive. I think that you just, I don't know, I think you're gonna feel so much better, especially here on the side. Like when I do my makeup and I freshly shave my sideburns, aka peach fuzz, my makeup just sits so much nicer. Oh, I forgot to mention, microcurrent is really good for sculpting your face. I love Foreo Bare 2. I use this every week. Lymphatic drainage is another amazing treatment that just removes excess water. I think a lot of us are holding water in our bodies and we're not even aware of that, how much water we carry around. I got a lymphatic drainage massage for the first time, I don't know, a few months ago. I was shook how at in front of my face, she showed me she did like one leg and then she took a photo. I was blown away when I saw how much water I carry in my body. There's a bunch of tutorials online, like Alamoves has an amazing platform where you can see like gua sha, face yoga. I think there's so many resources today, and I will tell you what is good and what's not good because I've been through it all. Wardrobe cleanup is another important part of a glow up journey. I spoke about that a few episodes ago when we were talking about things you need to get rid of in this year. And your old wardrobe is really dragging you down. It is really, it's not letting you grow. Because think about this. If you're looking to grow and you want to start dressing like that best version of yourself, great. You have limited closet space. If you are still keeping all of your old raggedy pieces, where are you going to put those new pieces? I don't know how I still find some random pieces in my closet, and I do these cleanups constantly. I do them every, I would even say 3 months. I do like a little cleanup, and I always have clothes that I want to get rid of. So because we're constantly growing, so don't be afraid to get rid of your clothes. Learn what's your style. I was struggling with my personal style, I think, my entire 20s. And even till this day, sometimes, you know, sometimes I want to be classy and elegant. And sometimes I want to be a little bit edgy and sassy and sexy. So it's kind of hard to find a balance. But you don't have to decide to be just one. I think you can be multiple versions, like multiple styles. But always think of it in an elevated way. So if whatever you're wearing, if you run into somebody that you like, somebody that you admire, appreciate, would you want them to see you in that outfit? Obviously, when you're running errands and when you're walking your dog in front of your building, you don't have to be top notch, but think about pieces that you have in your closet. When you're going through your pieces, think about this outfit and be like, would I want, I don't know, Beyonce to see me in that? Mm-hmm. Create a mood board, create a Pinterest board with outfits that you like, go through your closet, and then whatever doesn't match that vision board, mood board, get rid of it. Once you nailed your wardrobe, you're going to feel so much lighter and you're going to be ready to take on the world. Now you got to learn how to do your makeup. I will teach you. I post so many tutorials. I used to be a makeup artist for many, many years. I worked with every type of face shape, every type of skin tone, texture, everything. I worked with every type of human being, even men. I did makeup for everyone. You have to learn how to do makeup for your face. What works for you doesn't work for your friend, maybe. The best way to do this, obviously, you can watch my tutorials and DM me and I'm going to answer any questions you have. But find a beauty blogger that has similar features as you and watch what they're using. Watch what kind of colors they're using and what goes with their skin. I think it's really important to learn how to do your makeup. You don't have to go intense with makeup. I think less is more, and just learning how to hide a few imperfections goes a super long way. I will tell you what I think you need to do every day to look like put together. Super moisturized face. That means do your skincare properly. Then if you don't want to wear a full beat, which I understand, I don't really wear a full-on face of makeup anymore. I do, but not like super heavy. I don't know if this looks heavy because it's really not. If I'm running out of the apartment and I have 5 minutes to do my makeup, this is what I would do. I would have my face super moisturized. So I would do my skincare and I would do my eyebrows. I would brush them up, fill them in a little bit. I would curl my lashes. That is key to a good lash look. Curl your lashes, apply mascara. I would put concealer under my eyes, and I would actually put concealer on top of my eyes too, because I have a lot of veins on top of my eyes, so I always do concealer there too. If I have like 5 minutes, I probably wouldn't do my whole face, but I would apply blush, bronzer. I would apply a bit of highlighter on my cheeks, and I would do a lip liner and a lip balm, and I would be out of there. I would also probably set my face when it was setting powder. But yeah, there's, and you know, sometimes listening to these makeup steps, it just sounds longer and harder than it is, but it's really not. It's really fast once you learn, when you nail it down. Another important thing is getting rid of cheap jewelry. When I say cheap, I don't mean cheap in price. I mean cheap like what feels just like doesn't feel good anymore. It may be what if you have something for a really long time, it starts like smelling like metal and stuff like that. I got rid of a lot of that too. I think I still had earrings since I was 18, so I had to do a big cleanup. Invest in high quality pieces that you can wear constantly. I think having staple jewelry gives character to you, kind of. It almost gives you like another level of personal branding, I would say. I think that it elevates every outfit. So I used to never wear jewelry, and then now I wear these little earrings. I have these forever bracelets. I have my Aura ring that is really important, and we're gonna get into sleep in a second. And I have my little Cartier ring that I bought myself for my 31st birthday. But yeah, I wear the same jewelry every day, and then I feel like my outfits don't look as boring because I'm not the type of person that's gonna run towards the jewelry section. I wouldn't like pay so much attention on my jewelry. And also I usually wear a watch. I don't know where my watch is right now, but I think just having staple pieces really can elevate your everyday look. And just invest in a few pieces that you can wear and cherish forever. I don't know if we talked about this when I was talking to you about makeup, but having your lips hydrated is really important. I think you need to scrub your lips. If you have those like dry, if your lips get dry often, have like a little sugar scrub. Scrub your lips, apply lip balm. I constantly have lip balm on my lips, constantly. Really, I cannot leave my apartment without lip balm. If I'm going on a walk around the block, I would have my phone, my key, my lip balm, and that's it, because I have my wallet on my phone. So I would take that to go out, and I would probably take Rocky because we roll together. But that's, I really constantly wear lip balm, and that makes me always feel like, I don't know, my lips are always juicy. I love that. Having a signature scent is really important. I think you can have multiple perfumes, obviously, that you change towards your mood. I think I currently rotate between like 5. Some of my favorite brands are Le Labo. I used to have their Noir 29, Matcha. Now I have Neroli. I love Le Labo. Every single one of them is amazing. Maison Coucourdian, Baccarat Rouge, what is it, 540? I had it. Baccarat, I mean, that perfume, 540, yeah. That perfume, I love it, but I think it's so overdone sometimes here in Miami, especially. I just discovered this brand, Who is Elijah, and they have this amazing perfume called The Morning After and Muse and Her. That's the three I got. They sent it to me. It smells amazing. I was blown away. And I don't really get, like, I don't really fall in love with, like, perfumes like that. It takes me a while. So having a really nice perfume that can stay as, you know, doesn't it feel so good when somebody tells you, like, oh, I smelled your perfume when I woke up or something? It's kind of cool, you know? One more thing I forgot to mention when it comes to clothing, make sure it's not wrinkled. The best pieces can just look very, like, blah if it's wrinkled, so just make sure it's not wrinkled. I stopped buying things that wrinkle easily because I just don't like that look. It just looks like, I don't know, I don't like it at all. I don't know what to say about it. I also think that you need to, and we need to, I need to invest in basics. I think a lot of people think they don't have anything to wear because they are not investing in a capsule wardrobe, and I think I need to get more in depth with that. I need to make some videos about a capsule wardrobe because I don't even have a capsule wardrobe, and I need to do some research and invest in some pieces, like basics, everyday outfits, like t-shirts, pants, things that fit you so well, but they're basics and you can wear them with every single thing. I think I touched on this a bit already, but getting rid of old things, just things that are old, that are not a part of your vision of what your life should be. Half used, you know, makeup, mismatched socks, just things that are gross. I don't know. I sometimes just see things that I have that I'm like, why am I keeping this random half broken heel that I think that I might fix one day? I will never fix that heel. And even if I do, I'm not going to wear it because I am going to hopefully buy myself a new pair of heels. I honestly don't really buy a lot of shoes, but I think getting rid of old things just to like get rid of that old version of you sometimes. And I think investing in basics, not only when it comes to clothing, but things that you use every day. So your workspace, leveling up your workspace is so, it's gonna give you an instant boost of energy and productivity. Trust me. When my desk looks nice and it's nicely set up, I am happy to work. But if I have an old mug, or I mean, not an old mug, I love my mugs, but I really try to invest money, and not even that much money. It's not even that. Like, if you do things on Amazon, things are not that expensive. Just think about things that you would need. Level up your everyday things, like your silverware, your cups, your mugs. Is that the same thing? Your glasses, your plates, things that you use every day. Maybe a toothbrush. Sometimes I go to like my friends' houses, not that often. I didn't see this in a long time, but then I see a toothbrush that's all fucked up. Like, don't keep that old nasty toothbrush. Upgrade, you know, upgrade. Makeup brushes, again, upgrade. Things that are like half broken, half used, not used, half broken, just get rid of them. I think dating a Virgo, which is Wesley, I started becoming more minimal, and I love that because then I can actually see what benefits me and what doesn't. A really random thing is to have your eyeballs whitened in a way that I don't mean professionally, but using whitening drops, Lumify, my favorite brand ever. One thing I cannot do my makeup without is the Lumify drops. My eyes are really sensitive, and as soon as I put my little drops, my eyes look so much whiter. Also, teeth whitening. I should actually whiten my teeth because I didn't do it in a long time. I think that automatically makes you just look, I don't know, more fresh. I don't have super white teeth naturally, so I can make them super Hollywood white. So I was thinking about veneers, but we'll see. I don't really want to go through all that surgery and all that. I don't know. I just don't want to go through that right now. But I always wanted to have a Hollywood smile. So whitening your teeth, and obviously taking care of your teeth, like brushing them often, like 2-3 times a day. Flossing. I finally floss. I have to say, I'm finally a flosser. I floss every single night, and I do tongue scraping. It just makes your breath fresh. It just feels like it's super clean. Like, you brush your teeth and it's super clean after you floss and after you do your little tongue scrape, because most of your bacteria and most of your like bad odor is on your tongue, believe it or not. Something that I know really looks great, but I personally don't do it because I'm lazy, is having a tan. Not a real tan, a fake tan, or I mean, you can even have a real tan, but that's not really good for your skin. But having a tan really makes you look better. Again, I'm not doing that because I'm lazy, but I think that this look really nice. A lot of my friends who do like self-tanners and stuff, it looks great, but for me, it's like a full-time job planning my life around tanning, and I have white bed sheets, and I think it's just going to get messy if I do that. But I think I mentioned already like having a signature scent, upgrading your wardrobe and stuff like that, but I think having things that are like your signature makes you cooler. It makes you like, you know, it just makes you, you know, maybe you can like always roll up with the Starbucks in your hand, something like that. Just having signature things that are just yours. Don't copy anyone. I think also when we consume social media, sometimes we get like overly inspired with each other, but having your own signature things is really, it's like your trademark. It's like people associate that with you. So I dress really neutral and nude. So when people tell me, oh, that's such a Coco outfit, I love that because that means that I'm being very authentic to my brand and what I see for myself, I guess. Another thing you can do is do color theory. There's this app where you upload your photos. I think it's called My Colors. You upload different photos of yourself and then they tell you what colors look best on you, and then you can just adjust your wardrobe based on those colors. But none of that is going to matter if you have horrible posture. Right now I'm having really bad posture because I'm trying to sit in the frame. Bad posture is really bad. You cannot be the hottest fucking version of yourself if you have bad posture. So many times I see girls working out and their body is perfection and they're just like squished in the front, like, I don't know what, just like stand up straight. When I was a kid, I used to walk around and I carried a book on top of my head and I just wanted to learn how to walk straight. And I can't believe how I'm just mentioning this right now. Sleep is key. I mean, it's not called beauty sleep for, you know, as a joke. It's called beauty sleep for a reason. Sleep is so important. I wear my Oura ring constantly and it really helped me with my sleep. It just reminded me when I need to go to sleep and it tracks my sleep. And I am obsessed with my Oura ring. I think it's amazing. Sleep is really going to change the way you appear in the world and your mood and everything. Sleep is almost as important as your everyday life, I swear. I already mentioned, you know, taking care of your hands and having a good hand cream is really important. Just like being constantly moisturized, I think that is important. Having matching workout sets lifts my mood up. When I look hot at the gym, I feel so much better. I feel like I can do those quads. I can push myself. I can do anything I want. Also, what's going to make you feel like that girl? Refreshing your underwear, especially if you're wearing like lacy thongs. For me, at least, when I'm washing them and then putting them in the dryer, they get like holes and they pretty much burn in the dryer. I don't even know what happens with them. But when I interviewed Daniela from Happy V, V as vagina, she said that you have to refresh your underwear every 6 months. So basically you have to throw away all of your underwear every 6 months, which is kind of crazy. But I mean, for Happy V, you know. So yeah, then I also wrote always carry perfume. We already said that a million times. Lip balm, gum, and hand cream in your bag. Okay, that's nice. Okay, now I'm gonna go through some things that I think you need to do as a daily habit. So this was all more external things that you could do and I could do. But habits, I'm gonna go through them a little bit quicker because I think I talk about this constantly, but I think it needs to be said here in the Level Up, Glow Up Vibes episode. So let's start by drinking enough water. A lot of us are guilty of not drinking enough water. I have to say I'm becoming so good at drinking water because I am romanticizing my water drinking. So I have cute little straws. I make fun ice. I put fruit in my ice. I put glitter in my water. I make it like an experience. And I just love drinking water. I really do. And whenever we run out of water, I'm upset. So I go across the street and I buy more water because apparently tap water is not that great in Miami. Journaling, getting your thoughts out on a piece of paper and not internalizing it and not venting and complaining and spreading that negative energy. It's almost like writing in your diary and just venting and letting it all out. That's really helpful. I need to do more of it. I told myself I'm going to start journaling more and I'm not journaling. So I need to do that. Also, when you put it down, it's like, you know, it's never as bad as it sounds. I already mentioned meditating. I think meditating changed my life. I think just, again, rewiring your brain. And I love guided meditation. So I don't listen to meditations that are like, you're just calmly sitting there in silence. I love guided meditations. I love this app that's called Superhuman. Actually, they changed their verbiage now. And it's not meditations, it's activations, because you're actively working on yourself and reprogramming your mind. So sometimes when you're going through a really fucking shitty day, you just need somebody to tell you that everything's going to be okay. And there's an app where you literally go and you do that. What I want you to start doing is just buying yourself cute little things, flowers. I bought myself flowers today and I'm so happy about that. Buying yourself flowers, buying yourself cute little socks, buying yourself a lipstick, just buying, you don't have to invest thousands of dollars to this, like just buying yourself, treating yourself to certain things, allowing yourself to be happy, to find the joy in the smallest little things. I think that's beautiful. I also talked about this in multiple episodes, but you have to find a workout that you actually enjoy, that you can actually do. If you go to do something that you totally hate, you will not, it's going to be like a punishment. So find something that you like. I personally love a HIIT circuit class because I think I'm in and out and I get shit done and that's it. Some people love, you know, dancing classes, everything, whatever works for you and makes you move your body. That's fucking fabulous. Also, you can just go to the gym, hop on the treadmill, blast some music and scroll through your phone. Just do an incline and walk a little bit faster. I do the Lauren Giraldo technique, 12-3-30. So 12 incline, speed 3 for 30 minutes. And I know a lot of people are going to be coming at me saying, oh, that's going to hurt your knees and stuff like that. I love it. I enjoy it. Hopefully it's not going to hurt my knees. So yeah, just like find the type of exercise you enjoy and stay consistent with it. Keeping your area tidy, like glow up your workspace. I already talked about this earlier, like investing in your everyday basics, but glow up the areas where you spend the most of your time. Even if you don't have money to buy all new furniture and stuff, get rid of old things. Maybe go to Facebook Marketplace and just like become a little nifty. And Amazon is great. I think Amazon is so good. Another thing that really is great, cleaning up your phone, your old photos, your random Spotify playlists, your Pinterest from 7 years ago, even though sometimes it's nice to see your growth, but just things that are old, that old stagnant energy is not going to let you, you know, level up and glow up. Also find podcasts that you love. Obviously, Bougie Best Friend, hi. But find podcasts that you love. And I know this is going to sound horrible, but I love podcasts more than even phone calls with people, because obviously I want to catch up with my friends and see people and stuff like that. But I think instead of calling your friend and talking about a, you know, a random night that somebody had or talking shit about somebody, put on a podcast. Obviously, catch up with your friends on your own time. I'm not telling you to stop calling your friends, but I think sometimes instead of just, you know, chit-chatting about nothing, you can put on a podcast and actually learn something. I talk about this constantly, but cutting out negative people and saying no to things that you don't want to do and setting boundaries is so important. And that's really gonna show the world that you are your own boss and that you are not gonna take shit from anybody and that you are just able to go through whatever life brings you. Speaking of bosses, I think you need to start acting as if you are the boss of your own life. So when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you actually do it. For example, if you tell yourself you're going to make your bed peachy, perfect, beautiful every single morning, just start doing it. Because if you are at work and your boss tells you that you need to reach out to 5 clients this week and you don't reach out to those 5 clients, when you go back to work, your boss is going to be like, hey, what happened to those emails? Why didn't you send those emails? And they're going to call you out. So you should call yourself out. Don't be rude to yourself, but hold yourself accountable to the things that you said you're going to do. If you say you're going to do something, stand behind that and actually do it. And that's how you build confidence. Trust me, confidence is a byproduct of action. Another internet quote. I know you love them, but that is very true. I also have to say another random thing that helps me feel mature and I don't know. I drink tea at night. I'm going to probably make myself a tea right now because it's already pretty late when I'm recording this. I'm going to make myself a tea and I have a cute little kettle from Fellow. This brand is amazing. That's another thing, upgrading your kitchen appliances when you are 30 years old. I think that's the greatest joy, honestly. I love my kitchen and I think I need to do a little tour of my kitchen because I'm really happy with where things are going. One thing that I don't know how, I'm waiting till the very last moment. Cutting down on drinking is really gonna help you feel better, look better, function better. I know nowadays when I have like 3 cocktails or if I kill a bottle of wine, I am hungover. I am not really functioning. I used to be able to drink and drink and drink. I was the party chick. I was the girl that would drink a bottle of wine while she was getting ready, and I was fine. And that's not me anymore. And I see now when I drink a little bit, I can't function, and my face is puffy and my eyes are burning, and it just like my whole body is not good. So that's really important. Cut down on alcohol. You're going to appear slimmer. You're going to lose weight. You're going to start retaining, you're going to stop retaining water. Trust me, alcohol is not good, but it's delicious sometimes. You know, I love cocktails, so I'm never going to like stop drinking completely, but limiting.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And I'm gonna finish off this level up, glow up, whatever. I'm not sure what I'm gonna call this episode yet. I want you to do something that you have on your bucket list. Think about your bucket list for a second. What came to your mind? What came to your mind? I want you to actively work on that goal. If your goal is to visit, I don't know, Europe this summer, think about locations where you can go. Can you go with somebody, or are you going to go alone? Don't be afraid to do things that you always wanted to do. I was about to say, if you want to go bungee jumping, do that, but I'm very scared of heights, so I don't want to say that. It would be terrifying for me to bungee jump. But if you want to start a pottery class, if you want to start painting, if you want to do something, anything that you've had on your list for a long time, can you please just do it? Start working towards it. You know what's so random, but this is not a bucket list moment, but I've been wanting to organize my cables under my desk for the longest time. I think it's been maybe a year that I've been stressing about these cables under my desk. I just don't like seeing cables in my apartment. I also bought those, like, this is so random, from bungee jumping to cable management under my desk, but that really bothered me for so long. And I was finally able to fix it. So that was a really nice moment for me. But no, I think I am happy that you were listening to this episode. I think that's the first step in you, like, owning your life. I hope this was useful. As always, if you love the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review, because your support means the world. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Bougie Bestie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Friday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world, and it helps the show grow. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Love you. Bye.